All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This school was actually founded because there's so many technology jobs in the city and there's not nearly enough people to fill them. And so we're hoping to turn out students that not only pursue a four-year college education, whether it be in computer science or even a discipline with a minor in CS that gives them extra knowledge and marketability as a professional, but maybe some kids graduate and choose not to go to college. They may take a short career course or a transitionary role and then step right into the industry without a college degree.
You mentioned something that is, you know, the whole reason why we started this show, this idea that, you know, tech is booming in New York City. Is this something that you feel like the Department of Education is well placed to capitalize on?
In a nation as large as ours, there's only 2,000 computer science teachers across the entire country. We have less than 20,000 students taking the Advanced Placement Computer Science exam. And to give you a comparison, there's over 150,000 students taking the AP Calculus exam every year. So this problem is not just one of ongoing numbers, but we've actually seen decline in the past 5 years in the number of students taking the tests, the number of courses offered, the number of teachers in schools.
I mean, to me, like, the best history teachers were the ones who were great at telling stories. But how do you do that with conceptual ideas academically?
So, for example, our first course here, we're calling a toolbox. So regardless of what the background the students have, we want them all to have a common set of tools that their teachers can rely on so that the English teacher can give an assignment that has computer science in the English classroom without having to teach it. And one of the first tools they're learning is a program called ALICE. It was developed at Carnegie Mellon by Randy Pausch, who gave the famous last lecture. And ALICE is a 3D modeling and simulation environment where you have characters. And so writing a program is exactly that. It's telling a story. And there's been a lot of research done that shows that students who learn through ALICE actually engage and are more likely to remain in a computer science program than their cohort who start with something more text-based like Python.
I guess I'd lastly like to ask you, have we ever seen a precedent for this before? How much are we looking at something that is truly brand new?
So as a school focused on computer science, this is brand new. There are a number of other private schools in the United States where you can get a computer science sequence. And there's even a few public schools like Stuyvesant, which are well-placed, which have students who come in having been screened or having applied beforehand. But it's a very selective and special case. And what we're hoping to do here at the Academy is we're an unscreened school. Any student in New York City can apply to be a student here in this school as long as they pass eighth grade. And it's a lottery for entry. It's not based on their grades. It's not based on academic performance. Computer science has a range of jobs for all. Everything from website designer all the way up to theoretician working at a university. And we're really focused in this school at providing a diverse experience for all of our students and giving them all the chance to be successful regardless of the prior knowledge and skill set they come in with.